Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dave Rabbit's I'm Mad as Hell and I'm Not Gonna Take It Anymore. This allows me to talk about things that make me so fucking mad that I just have to talk about it with somebody. Here's what I'm mad about right now. It's 2:20 in the morning in Dallas. It's August 13th. Last night, my wife had a birthday party dinner for me with some of our friends. And we went to one of our favorite restaurants to have Mexican and margaritas. But I have to admit, I wasn't in a festive mood. In fact, some of my friends made the comment to my wife that something seemed to be bothering me. And they were right. As everyone knows, a day or so ago, a group of terrorists were foiled in England who were attempting to bring liquid explosives onto aircraft that were coming from the United Kingdom to the United States, supposedly a trial run to see if they could sneak the liquid explosives past the government officials. Fortunately, they were captured and their plan foiled, and now, of course, everyone is on this huge red alert and hopefully going to be able to prevent these fucking idiots from actually being successful. I have a very good friend of mine that was at this dinner last night. His name is Bill. Married to a lady by the name of Terry. My wife Karen and I have known him for 20 years. And they've been good close friends during that period of time. Bill is in a type of business that requires him to go to different countries and a day or so ago he happened to be in London when all this bullshit was taking place with the terrorist. Last night at dinner, he was telling me his story. He said he first found out about it when he was taking a taxi drive to the airport. And the taxi cab driver said, "You know, I don't know if you know what's going on, but you need to check and see if your plane had been delayed." And that was when Bill first realized that something was seriously wrong with the day's activities at the airport. He goes on to the airport, and of course his flight's delayed, like every flight there was. Bill flies a lot from England to the United States and back and forth because of his business. He made the comment that when he looked around the plane when he was on his flight back to the United States, back here to Dallas, that the business class that is normally full was only about one-third full. And then when he looked back in the coach, it was like a ghost town. People were so scared about the concept that possibly there would be liquid bombs and that another possible 9/11 scenario of aircraft in the air could be taking place. He said that when he landed in Dallas, a couple of security people with Uzis came up and arrested some Muslim guy without any resistance and took him away when they were getting ready to come back in through the passport area through customs. And he said at that time it really scared the shit out of him because he realized that the entire flight back, that he's sitting close to this Muslim motherfucker that just got arrested. Guilty, innocent, who knows? But I saw in his eyes exactly what we all felt on September 11th, 2001, when we looked at our TV screens and saw those planes crashing into the World Trade Centers. It really made me mad. It really pissed me off. I told him last night, and I'm going to tell you now. In fact, this message is not for my fans. This message is not for people that believe in truth or justice or the American way. This message is for Osama bin Laden and all the rest of you ignorant terrorist motherfuckers that are so fucking gutless, so fucking chicken shit, that you don't have the fucking balls to take on the military. No. You slimy motherfuckers want to kill innocent civilians. You ignorant fucks. You want to kill women and children. Because that's going to make you a martyr. That's going to make you look great in Allah's eyes. Well, I don't know what fucking shit you assholes are smoking. But let the old Dave Aru give you some facts. First off, Allah never said a fucking thing about murdering innocent civilians, period. And if you're believing all this fucking bullshit that Osama's trying to sell you, I've got some property in Florida I'd also like to include in that package deal. You worthless motherfuckers. You pieces of shit. You gutless mothers. You have no fucking right, nor do you have anyone's fucking permission to take the life of another human being that is a non-combatant. You fucking guys want to impress me? This is how you do it. You want to do the liquid bomb thing? Great. I'll give you my fucking address. You can come over here, sit around the fucking pool, we'll have some margaritas, you can shove that liquid shit up your asshole, and I'll light it for you. That would impress me. You might blow up a dog or two, maybe blow up some of my wife's flowers, and in your own fucking mind, you can be a martyr. But at least you'll be blowing up something that doesn't make a shit, and it'll still have the same effect on your life, which is absolutely nothing. These fucking idiots that walk around under the banner of Allah want to make me take a 2x4 and beat the fuck out of something. I'm so sick of all this goddamn bullshit about God made me do this. Allah made me do this. You fucking guys are nuts. You fucking guys are nothing but worthless, slime, piece of shit motherfuckers that don't have the fucking guts to stand up to a real man. You'd much rather slither through the flucking floor and curl around in the darkness and wipe out somebody that is innocent. I want you to do this. If you want to be a martyr, I've got the perfect solution for each of you motherfuckers. While you're listening to this, reach over by your bed, pull out the drawer, grab you a stick of TNT dynamite with a short fuse, if you don't mind. Then what I want you to do is get you some KY jelly, if you still have any left from whacking off. Stick that fucking dynamite up your ass as far as you can. Come on, push it up in there, Osama. You know you want it. Maybe even some of you assholes, because you think you're so fucking brave, maybe you might even want to pick, you know, maybe one or two or three or four sticks, kind of tape them together and then, you know, have a huge dildo kind of effect and stick that up your ass. Be sure and take the fuses and kind of twist them together like we used to do with black cat firecrackers. And then light the son of a bitch and blow your asshole to kingdom come. That will impress me. That will get Dave Rabbit's attention. But you worthless motherfuckers, you chicken shit motherfuckers that sit there and want to take down planes and want to take down buildings of people that could give a shit less, they just want to live their lives. You fucking guys need to change your fucking name. You're not terrorist. You're chicken shittiest. Chicken shittiest. I'm going to add it to the fucking dictionary. You guys are not terrorists. You are chicken shittiest. Because that's all you fucking guys are. Worthless pieces of a shit. The anniversary of 9/11 is coming up next month. The fifth anniversary. And I just hope that I'm somewhere and I see one of you ignorant motherfuckers try to do something so I can take my 45 out and blow your fucking brains against the wall. You know, while I'm on the subject, I've got one other thing I want to mention in this I'm Mad as Hell segment. And that's racial profiling of Muslims. Folks, I have nothing against the Muslim world in general. I have nothing against Pakistan people that are honest, straightforward, and care about other human beings. I have nothing against the people of Iraq or Iran who believe in humanity and believe in justice. But you have to understand that in this world, when you have ignorant son of a bitches like Al-Qaeda that strap fucking liquid shit to their assholes or wrap TNT around their testicles or whatever other fucking masculine thing they want to do to try to impress the world with their chicken shittiest terroristic mentalities. You have to understand that if they have to take every Islamic-looking, Pakistani-looking, Iraqi-looking, Irani-looking person in the world. Strip search each of you and put a 4-foot anal probe up your ass to be sure that you're not going to harm another human being. That's just the way it is. So I don't want to hear any more of this bullshit about you're picking on us because we're Islamic, or you're picking on us because we look like we're a terrorist. That's just the way it is. Accept it. If they have to strip search every fucking one of you for the rest of your lives to ensure that another human being, another innocent human being, American, Japanese, English, French, German, it doesn't matter. If they have to strip search each of you 1,000 fucking times to be sure that you're not a fucking nut, a fucking chicken shittiest, so be it. If that effort alone saves one child, one woman, one man, who just want to exist in the world, who just want to be somebody, who just want someday to have a world of peace, a world of harmony, a world of beauty, then that's a great sacrifice on your part, if that's what it takes. Well, that's my I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore segment. If you enjoyed this little trip inside my mind, as they say, people's thoughts and ideas are like assholes. Every one of us has one, and this one just happened to be mine. For more fun, audio and video, visit my homepage at www.radiofirstturmer.com. V as in Victor, N as in Nancy. And go to my official podcast network home of www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. Until next time, or until someone else makes me mad as hell, this is Dave Rabbit. Peace, my brothers and sisters. Peace.